Recording 8.3.
What advice would you give to someone planning an ambitious business career?
I think there isn't one single pattern for success in a business career, but there are one or two things that are apparent and common themes in the careers of a lot of successful people. One of those is an honest understanding of the individual's own strengths and weaknesses. And that allows them, I think, both to plan the sort of organisations in which they will work and in which they're likely to succeed, but also, very importantly, allows them to react rapidly but appropriately to opportunities that are unplanned that present themselves. And I do think that's something that distinguishes really successful people from those who are average in their professions. I do think one of the other characteristics that is apparent amongst very successful business leaders is a curiosity that even 30 years in the same sort of business doesn't dilute or indeed destroy. At the very top of major organisations, people like Sir John Brown, now Lord Brown at BP, demonstrates even after a lifetime with a single company, which one might say has meant he has been engaged in a very similar sort of activity for the whole of his career, he demonstrates real interest in innovation and also an open-mindedness about the structure of the industry that he leads and how it ought to consider its role and indeed the very essence of what it does in the future. That ability to remain interested in the core essence of one's business is, I think, something that distinguishes the successful. Many of the rest of us, lesser mortals, get bored very easily or lose the ability to spot the interest and to sustain motivation and momentum on the strength of it.